Fort Thomas retiree Ed Dennis is no stranger to doctors and hospitals. It was an examination for another condition that led doctors to discover he had Barrett's esophagus, a disorder where the lining of the esophagus is damaged by stomach acid, putting the patient at greater risk for cancer.
I didn't have any symptoms at all. I had other medical problems, and when you go to the hospital these days, they check you out for everything. And they discovered that.
Dennis did have a small cancerous lesion that was removed, but he still had precancerous cells. Dr. Valerie Williams is a UC Health thoracic surgeon.
Conventional treatment would be to perform an operation to remove the esophagus, which is quite a large operation. However, in Mr. Dennis's situation, he was not a candidate for a big operation like that.
But he was a candidate for spray cryotherapy, a new method of delivering extremely cold temperatures to treat larger surface areas. Standard cryotherapy using liquid nitrogen to flash freeze tissue surfaces is very localized. In this case, a catheter hooked up to the True Freeze machine is threaded through an endoscope or a camera, and the liquid freezes to -196 degrees Celsius. The nitrogen kills the bad cells and keeps the connective tissue intact so new cells can regenerate. Dr. Williams, once she has the affected area in sight, steps on a pedal to deliver the spray.
It turns white, you know, as it freezes, and then before your eyes you can see it thaw, and then it turns white again when you freeze it again, and then it thaws. And you kind of get this kind of beefy red appearance to the tissue, and you know you've treated that area.
With all that freezing and thawing, what is Dennis feeling?
I don't feel nothing or see nothing or hear nothing. And when they're done, they wake you up and send you home. Now, I'm just grateful to have it done rather than one day find out that I had cancer that couldn't be dealt with, you know.
Dennis has had two treatments with 6 to 8 weeks separating them, and he'll come back for a third.
Typically, the treatment is given in an average of 3 sessions, probably about a half an hour. It's twilight sedation, so moderate sedation, does not require general anesthetic. You go down with an endoscope or a camera, just like people get screening endoscopies. And the catheter, the ablation catheter, is actually passed through the endoscope, and that's how the treatment is applied.
UC Health began using spray cryotherapy a few months ago. Dr. Sadia Benzikin, a UC interventional pulmonologist, is using True Freeze to remove cancerous tumors in the airway.
One of the beauty of cryotherapy is that when you apply heat to the airway, you most of the time you destroy the tissue. But actually what we have been seeing with cryotherapy is that basically you can freeze an airway, you know, and then when you go 2 months later, you know, you can see that all those cells that perhaps were inflamed, they can regenerate, you know, under, you know, normal circumstances.
Benzikin says True Freeze also solves the problem of lung cancer patients who need to have less than 40% oxygen for the standard treatment, radiofrequency ablation. He says True Freeze might be able to someday treat asthma.
I cannot say that we are treating asthmatic right now with this, but hopefully in the future, that, you know, we can have other applications.
For patient Dennis, he's happy to be part of what will hopefully be a successful treatment using spray cryotherapy.
I'm just grateful that they're doing this. After being told by another hospital, you know, you better go see somebody else, well, here I am.
For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.